This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. While many Midwest farmers are finding more tassel wrap in their fields this season than in years past, the condition occurs when tassels remain trapped within the plant's upper leaves, limiting pollen shed and interfering with pollination. The lack of pollination can lead to yield losses in the affected areas. Agronomists say that the rise in cases this year has made the problem harder to ignore. We're going to talk with one seed company about what they're doing to help alleviate the problem next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner, now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Economists say that the rise in tassel wrap this season is linked not just to the weather, but also the genetics of the hybrids farmers are planting. Jeff Cernan, an Agronomy Solutions lead with Bayer Crop Science, is an experienced corn breeder and explains that the condition can surface when certain genetic traits interact with environmental stress. He says that makes breeding decisions an important first step in preventing tassel wrap from showing up in the field.
Many of the tassel wrap problems this season were due to genetics by environment interactions. This occurred in both good and stressed environments. The tassels were tied up in the upper leaves of those genetics. Many of the tassels had poor lateral branching. Silks continued to develop due to the growing conditions, and the pollen couldn't properly complete the fertilization process. The problems this season were not an industry issue, but more of a breeding selection issue within certain companies' germplasm pool. If attention's not paid to selecting away from poor tassel characteristics, problems can show up in the resulting hybrids that farmers plant. Environmental issues can make this more pronounced, but identifying genetics that can stand up to a wide variety of conditions is the place to start.
Cernan said that tassel wrap was not a widespread issue in Bayer's DeKalb corn this season. He's pointed to the company's breeding focus on strong tassel traits and synchrony between silking and pollen shed as key safeguards.
We did not see tassel wrap in the vast majority of our germplasm. We have bred for tassels with more branching, good tassel exertion, and most importantly, silking to pollen shed that's in synchrony to one another. DeKalb products are developed using a pool of germplasm with genetics from not only North America, but also from all over the world. Our breeders focus on removing risk from key times in the plant's life cycle, including pollination, which is critical to determining yield. Corn breeders select for tassel quality and silking synchronization and work to screen out germplasm that may be genetically predisposed to developing poor tassel characteristics.
The issue can have significant impact on yield because pollination is such a critical point in the corn plant's life cycle. When tassels remain wrapped and pollen shed fails to align with the receptive silks, fertilization can be disrupted and kernel set reduced. Agronomists note that choosing the right seed genetics is an important management tool, giving farmers a better chance to avoid tassel wrap problems in future seasons.
Pollination is a critical time to realize the potential of the growing corn crop. Synchrony between pollen shed and having receptive corn silks on corn plants must occur regardless of stress to realize that full yield potential in corn. If wrap tassels interfere with the pollination process, the yield loss can be quite significant. If farmers observe problems this season, which appear to be related to certain corn products, they really should consider choosing different products from a different genetics supplier for the next season. Now, corn hybrids, they are able to cross-pollinate if a different hybrid is nearby or in strips in the same field.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.